Pentagon was an important stop for President Hamid Karzai to discuss a security arrangement for after U.S. combat troops leave Afghanistan. Standing with U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, Mr. Karzai thanked Americans and their allies for their sacrifices.
I can assure you, Mr. Secretary, that Afghanistan will, with the help that you'll provide, be able to provide security to its people and to protect its borders. So Afghanistan will not ever again be threatened by terrorists from across our borders.
The U.S. invaded Afghanistan to go after al-Qaeda terrorists responsible for the September 2001 attacks. But the war has dragged on for more than 11 years, at its peak drawing 100,000 American troops. Polls show a majority of Americans want the war over quickly. U.S. leaders say they have made progress in preventing insurgents from regaining territory and in training Afghan forces. But violence persists. Insurgents still hold some territory, and there are questions about whether Afghan forces are prepared to secure the country on their own. And there are questions about Afghanistan's political future. Elections to replace Mr. Karzai are scheduled for 2014, before international troops transfer combat operations to Afghan forces. Former U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan James Dobbins thinks the political transition will be dangerous.
I mean, I don't think the Afghan army is going to run away in 2014, but it's possible the Afghan government will collapse in 2014 as the result of a failed transition.
66,000 U.S. troops are still in the country. U.S. commanders want up to 20,000 staying to support Afghan forces after 2014. Thursday, Secretary Panetta would not discuss Mr. Karzai's expectations for troop numbers.
I don't want to prejudge what ultimately the President, President Karzai and the President Obama will state with regards to the discussions, but I will tell you this, that I was very satisfied with the discussions I had with President Karzai. He indicated a willingness to be able to do what we believe is necessary.
But Panetta is retiring soon. Chuck Hagel, the man picked to replace him, has criticized the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan and may push for a faster withdrawal. The White House has made clear that President Obama's aim is not to maintain a certain number of troops in Afghanistan, but to deny safe haven to al-Qaeda and to train and equip Afghan forces. Officials have indicated one option is not to leave any troops at all beyond 2014. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the Pentagon.